Okay, so look at that pay test of a base. Okay, we parak. Giran Hashem, do yeg, baretz, uva chutz, lo yaretz. Not a mitzvah to li baretz. It applies in chutz loretz. Lifnei abayis, bizman shabayis, ha mikdash shayakar, b'shov rei abayis. B'chulim, uva mikdashim, applies to chulim mikdashim, because the chulim mikdashim comes to a carbon, and halach is the koyhanim, they eat the boss of the koyhanim, when the ba'olim, the owners eat the meat of the carbon, the ochlu oysam asher kupar bohem, kosta batayla. Right? It's when we eat the basar, this is the chilek of the kapara. But even though it's kachem, you're not allowed to eat the gid hanasha. Right? If you know, behema, v'chayi applies, now it's very important, lacha, but behema, v'chayi, even a chayi applies, by yarech.
Even by chayi, why not even by behema? Why is it
even? Because I don't know the answer for sure. Maybe you think that it's since many of the things that you cannot eat are because of karbonos, you're supposed to be makvid on the mizbeach, so you might think that this is like for chaylev. Chaylev is only also by a behema, so maybe giranosh is likewise. It's a chaylik of the din chaylev.
What's that? Giranosh is not burnt on the mizbeach.
By an oil it is.
Yeah, all the whole thing. All the thing, right.
So maybe.
But the giranosh has no connection to chaylev.
No connection whatsoever. But right. Since we do find unique halachas that are taught by a behema and not by a chaya, so maybe this halacha, by extension, will be true as well. That just like chaylev only applies to behemoth, does not apply to a chayah, maybe the gidanosha, maybe gidanosha is an extension of the chaylev, only applies to a behemoth, not to a chayah. Kamash malon, don't
say. You would think a chayah, you could eat the chaylev? Maybe. I mean the gidanosha?
Well, the Gemara, we have to analyze the
Okay.
Eating a kash, I don't know, I just guessed. V'noeg b'behemu v'chayah. Bayorech shal yamin uvayorech shal smol makes no difference. Okay, even left to right makes no difference.
Even left to right. The Gidanash is located in one area.
It goes down both legs. Both
I
legs.
Wasn't aware of that.
It goes back to both legs.
Is there a picture of that?
Yes,
by
there
way?
Is a picture. But we don't need it for right now. Less than the Masechta.
Are you later, sure? It later goes through the parak.
Later in the parak.
How big is this Gidan? How big is this Gidan?
We're going to learn the Gemara. The okay. Gemara, that's not our daf. There will be a daf.
Okay,
that we'll discuss. That
Mazel we'll... Tov, in the middle of the daf. Hear me now. No problem. Okay. I'm in the middle of the daf right now. Mazel tov, all the best. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll discuss when we get to those dafim that go from the picture to look at the picture. Right now, that's not our secret. We'll complete. We'll come to the picture right now. Does not apply to a birch. Why? Kaf. It's all kaf.
What's that? Is there a gid on nash in a bird?
Yes, there is. There is a gid that is the equivalent of the gid that applies by now. But there is no kaf. You have to see the pictures for this. But right now, it's an al-daf. That's going to be later.
Like
right, a kaf is
like,
a spoon
later. By the poke or whatever.
So that we'll get to later on.
The drumstick.
The shalil. It applies to a shlil mini goy kavan animal. Kaf hayore.
Yeah.
What about a shlil? Shlil is a fetus. Is a fetus.
Placenta.
You open up the baby. You open up. You do a shchid the bekua, and the animal's not alive. There's a shlil inside. And you
alive.
Find what?
The baby is alive.
No, that's of course possible. A shlil over here means when the baby is a dead fetus. You cut up with the mother. You do a shchita, and the mother was pregnant. You cut up with the mother, and you find a baby that's been partially formed. And you can already make out the limb, the gid hanosha.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to eat the gid hanosha in the shalil, in the baby?
Gesundheit, you can eat it.
Before.
With relish.
No, it says you're not allowed to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not allowed to.
Ain't
the shalil. You're
sorry.
Not allowed to eat the gid hanosha. Rabbi Huda Omer, ain't no bish shalil. He disagrees.
I'm sorry.
When it comes to the shalil, even though
Rav Yehuda is choylik.
That's right. Two things. Omer ein noig b'shalil. He holds that you're allowed to eat it, and likewise, the same way you are allowed to eat the gid hanoshe of the shalil, you're allowed to eat the chaylev. The chaylev. Chaylev l'chor b'tolis. It doesn't say zebezeh. L'chor b'tolis zebezeh. The Tanakam holds that it's noig b'shalil l'chayor.
I think that's how we paskin on them, because
it's
noise Dalit. There.
You have to go look at the Rambam and see the Shechnach.
Not yeah. Dalit, you mean Gimel.
Okay, Gimel.
Okay, whatever
you have. So Rabbi Yehuda,
I know the shalil. The Tanakam is Rav Meir. That's why the shalil and because he holds.
I told you, I made a mistake. This is shalil ben tisha chay. Okay, there's not talking about dead.
Right.
Okay, he's a living, a ben pakua.
Oh, shlul is living. Yeah.
Living. Mm. A ben pakua, the classic terminology used for ben pakua.
You mean tisha chai? It also goes through 9 months?
Yes. A behem agasa. A behem agasa is 9 months. Him adak is 5 months.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. Oh, lishitasa. Exactly. Lishitasa.
What's that?
Correct.
But it's like Rameh says, you don't need a
Ben Bekur. Shlita. A Ben Bekur needs its own Shlita. The same way the Ben Bekur needs its own Shlita.
Oh, therefore it's also...
But the Chalbay and the Chalbay also...
Why he calls it Shlil?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Rashi is the Chalbay Ben Tisha Chai. Hanimsa Bibhema. Right. The Chalamut. Eina Tabin Ben Hatabachim Nemonim Al Giranoshe. They are not
Nemon.
They're not Nemon. The butchers said we took the Giranoshe out because a lot of Tircha. Anything which involves Tircha.
Of course, we're talking about from butchers.
Yes, that is correct. Rashi.
The same Tabachim as Shechtu the Behema?
Let's see Rashi. Shnital Nitalnu, Bibnesha Toirachu Lohem, Lechatet Achim. Oh, Edechanam Nemon Bi.
What is Chatl Achrov? To cut out?
To cut out, to search. The Chatl means to.
It means to seek.
It means it's a word which means with a lot of effort and yigia to seek out and take out the Giranosha. Who told me that Radolsky said that when it's hot, if you take out the Giranosha right after the animal is the shrita, a moment after shrita, it's very mamish, you can pull the whole thing right out.
Yeah,
so easy. Not as on the Sonos sandwiches. Did you mention this?
So why don't we do that then?
Because it's
why
not
do we
practical.
Sell the
hind? Because that's how it is. Because it's not. We are not equipped. We are not equipped to go do it. Even people are not skilled. Anyway, in America,
filet mignon.
Anyway, in America, you cannot sell the whole leg.
They have imitation, by the way. Pick and pick is the sell.
Imitation? Okay, they don't.
That's what they call it.
You just say imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Weiter, they not abochim nemonim al hagiranosh of the mayor. Rachel Chaim say nemonim alav.
And he adds chelav also.
Ches. Oh, eight. Echad neman biisurin. That's only when there's no tircha. When there's a tircha, according to the chachamim, you don't see the principle of eight. Echad neman biisurin.
I'm sorry, I don't need to share. You parked the garage, right? Okay, I parked in front of you. Okay.
You want me to I can pull it out later so you can get out easier.
Yeah, but I'm not saying
for my
okay, let's
we'll work
it out.
I'm
happy to come out after
Baruch
and then catch up. It's not a
problem. Sadik, mamash,
mamash,
from the Lamed of
Tzadikim. So,
one second. Hey, what's your point? Always said, if you think you're one of the Lamed of Tzadikim,
then you are.
Then you're not.
Hold on a second. What's this klal ain't of? I heard this klal ain't echad.
Ain't echad nemon be surin. Someone comes into your house. Can they eat from your food? If I come to you, can I eat from your food?
Nee.
Can I eat? How do I know it's kosher?
How
do I know it's kosher? How do I know it's kosher? There's a principle of Eid Echad Nemon Bi'isud.
I thought this thing of Cheskus Kashus, no?
Well, Cheskus Kashus. There's an Isser. There's a Cheskus Isser.
That he's an Erlich, a Cheskus
Kashus. A wife telling her how she went to Mikvah. How does he believe her? A woman's not a Nem for testimony.
I was very interested what you're saying.
Answer is
now.
Eid Echad Nemon
Bi'isud.
He said in life.
And also, a Mashgiach. She's the one, Mashgiach.
That's because she's hired for the job. That's a different under the zach. You're hired for the job. A tabach's job is not to remove the giranosh. That's not his job. The tabach's job is to do the shchita.
Right.
It's not his job. Right. It's not you.
We don't say that. We don't apply that.
The tabach goes the shchita. He cuts the flays the skin. He cuts the pieces. And you kashrus. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Kashrus. You want to go? You salt it. Not my problem. You salt it. You traber it. None of my business.
Trading is an English word.
I don't know. But if it's a tircha, here we have a moedik machleks in the Mishnah. Let's say you have an isser, a prohibition, and it's not your job to do this prohibition. It's not your job. You're not being paid for it.
Right.
Are you believed to say that there's no isser when there is a tircha? So this machleks is according to Divrei Yochanan say Neman Olav. The Neman, Eid Echo Neman be Isurin, even when there is a Tircha, and likewise Zelachela.
So the trick is, because there's a Tircha, that's the reason why this Mach. Otherwise,
there
would have been.
Vadal, Chol Hadeus,
everybody holds.
It's going to be good. And then there's another Yisur. The other side is the guy himself eats it. If the guy himself is eating it, even when there's a Tircha, it's Vadai Neman.
Say it again, though. What?
When the person himself is eating the meat.
Yeah.
Even though you'll say maybe Eid Echad is not Neman B'Isurin when there's a Tircha.
Right.
But let's say the butcher himself eats the meat.
Yeah.
If the butcher eats the meat, that shows that then you can trust that the meat,
he's definitely going
to
make.
Because he's then a woman, it's a very big Tircha for a woman to go to Mikvah. It's a very big Tircha for her to go to Mikvah. But since she's no Gebedoi, because she's also going to be Chayv Karvus if she didn't go to Mikvah. So even if you want to say like
very
an Andiyama that says Eid Echad is not Neman B'Isurin, but it's no Gea her. Weiter. L'chodes. Mugdashim Shita, of course. The Gemara over here teaches us that the Giddush applies to Chulin and Mugdashim. Of course. Why not? Where do you, why should you think otherwise? Why should you think that now?
Are there should be any different than Chumah?
Any difference in Mishida? The Gemara Mishum, just because the ik deshei pekale isur gid hanosh minei. Question mark.
Yeah.
Just because you maxed the issue away, now you'll tell me more than gezach. Maybe that this is the aside of this parak. There's a machleikis and how I can't say mitzias. There's a machleikis. I don't know how you want to fatayich it. Does a gid hanosh have flavor? Yesh begidin b'noy Saint Tam or ain begidin b'noy Saint Tam? Does it have taste? If it has taste, that changes everything. So here we go. V'chi teima, you'll tell him yesh begidin b'noy Saint Tam. V'os iser mukdoshin v'choyer la iser gid. So then the iser mukdoshin will be chal on the al iser gid. Hi mukdoshin.
I'm saying again. Yes, we give noise to after is
mukdoshin. That means the moment when the animal. So here's the there's a lot of lumps of here. Look, let's leave very Rash because Rash will do a lot better than me. Yes, we give noise to them.
I was start with the first Rash.
Isser, get a noshin noy behema mishoshin noy.
You have to remember.
Oh, that's key. Right. What came first? Who came first? Did the isser get noshin come first, or did the isser hektish come first? So the moment wants to say it all depends. If you hold that yesh begidin bin noy saint ham, in essence, what is ganash? A piece of meat. It is a piece of meat, flavor. If it's a piece of meat, then when does it become also? The moment when the animal is created. So when is there going to be an isur ganasha?
It's not
before you makdish it.
Right.
Before
the isur of the flavor comes afterwards.
Mukdashim comes after. Right. No, right. Mukdashim comes after. When does the animal become hektish? Not a bechor. The animal becomes hegdish when you makdish it.
Correct.
When is it called the basar? When does it become also to eat? When it's created. Why? Well, that depends. If you hold a gid as nice in time, right? That's flavor.
Nee.
The moment there's flavor, when is there flavor?
Nee.
Day one. The day the animal comes out of the mother's womb.
Yeah.
Has flavor. Nee. So the day that it's born has flavor, it's osser. When does it become osser? We didn't mukudoshim, hegdish.
When it comes out.
When you know, you makdish it.
Right.
It's a part of the en is a chal isser. That's the key over here. So we have over here yitzira.
What's yitzira?
I don't know.
Yitzira for ginanosha.
While it's still inside.
Correct.
And when it comes, and when
what comes out? When you makdish it. It came out. It was born.
So if it's simultaneous.
That's what's simultaneous?
Whoa.
What's simultaneous?
1 second. Let's understand. Issachal Isser.
Yeah.
Because we have one Isser.
Right.
And the other Isser follows. If it's simultaneous, it's no problem.
Correct.
Okay, so over here, what do we have over here? We have over here.
When will you makdish it?
When will you makdish it? It could be. When will they makdish it? The baby?
Yeah.
And maybe inside. I don't know when you
makdish it. You makdish it 10 years later. 5 years later, 2 years later, 1 year later, 3 months.
Yeah, inside. Could you mean makdish something before it's born? Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Okay.
Stam mukdasha means I have here an animal. Oh, Pesach is coming around the corner. I want this to be a carbon Pesach. Until I did that, the animal is 6 months old. It's chulin.
Let's step back to the concept of yesh begidim nice and tam.
Yes.
Okay. Since mehechit tesi that it has to be nice and tam, but to be also by yidir nosha. And it's not nice and tam.
Exactly.
It wasn't over the Issa?
Yeah, exactly. I was wondering about that.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Let's see the Rashi.
If it's flavor or not.
Let's see the Rashi. Issa get a not noig big behema mishosh and noitra. Yesh begidin b'nei saint tam. Babosa. The ash.
What is Rashi saying? Babosa.
The tam is in the bosa. The same moment when there's flavor in the bosa is when there's flavor in the gid. There's an ice vav over here on the side of the gun that says, Chachlema kibasar. Change the girsa from a base to a kib.
So that makes
just like basar becomes also when there's flavor, so too the gib becomes also when there's flavor. Weiter. The Ashmina and Haitana, the Eichel Gernosher, Shalshal Mukdoshim, Loike Stein, Achas Mishum Gid, Shafilu Eitzhu Hatoyra Chival. And now we're going according to the man that says, Ain't the beginning of the same time. If you hold
that, piece of wood.
No, Yesh begin.
No, you go get one step at a time.
Yeah, even according to Shafilu, eight, even if this gid is like eight, like wood, it's a matter of dice. It's dice and tam.
V'yachas mishum mukdoshin sheyesh ol tam. Oh, now here is where he's coming to explain. When it comes to mukdoshin, hekdish, you only chay if you have derived benefit. If you do not derive benefit, then you're not chay for being nene from hekdish. In order to be to violate deriving benefit from hekdish, there must be benefit. When is there benefit? Flavor. It gives you nourishment. It tastes delicious. But if a Gid HaNosha has the status of a piece of wood, are you going to be chayif or mukdashin?
No.
So therefore, here we go. V'achas mishum mukdashim.
You have to go back. I'm sorry.
It's not because of
Issachar. Ashmir and Haitana, the Eichel Gid HaNosha shem mukdashim.
Loike shtayim, two. Why two? Achas mishum Gid. Even if it would be a piece of wood.
Right.
Even if it would be a piece of wood.
It's not nice in time.
Still, ha-tayrach.
He's over on the law.
The achas, guess what? This time holds that gidin yesh ba mishum, the yesh be gidin be nice in time. Why do we need to say that? Because now that it has time, you're going to be over mishum mukdoshin. If it did not have time, we could not
talking about
get
he eats
you.
From an oil, though, or even he eats
any
even
animal,
a carbon that you're allowed to eat, any, but that you can't.
Correct.
What do you do with that? Get a nasha, a
shlomo. You burn it.
Oh, you mechayiv to burn, not throw it out.
Maybe you could burn. You could throw it. I don't know the answer.
But if it's nice in time, you might behegdish.
Correct, behegdish. But let's say it's not nice in time. The yinam will behegdish. But you oil mishum get a nasha.
One love.
Get a nasha. So if it has time, then also mishum mukdashim too long. That's what it's going over here. Let's go weiter. Loike shtaim achas mishum gid shafilu etzchu atar achiva olav veachas mishum mukdashim sheyesh v'tam benenim min ha'eg mukdashim v'shamina v'shamina mineh mino tarte to dinim. Number one is chada d'yesh begidin b'noy sein tam. A gid has time, and that's why chayim mishum mukdashim. The last time became chayim mishum mukdashim. V'chada d'iser chalalis. Because when did the gid first become aser?
When was born? When the mukdashim first? The gid was from before. The issachal.
When did it become mukdashim? Later in life.
Right.
So therefore, the iser mukdashim is chal upon the iser gid hanosha. When the animal was born, there was gid hanosha, and now when you dedicated it l'shem karbon, now there's the mukdashim.
Another iser.
So explain to me how iser, the fact that my number holds issachal iser plays into. Whether I hold yesh begidim reisit tam or not,
it doesn't play into it at all. It does play into it because if a gid does not have tam, you never ever chayev mishum mukdashim.
Right.
You only chayev mishum mukdashim if you are deriving benefit. What's called benefit? Flavor. If there is no flavor,
so machlekes is a metzias. If it gives off a flavor,
it would appear to be this a classic example of how we generally have a rule. And there is no machlokes to mitzias, and the general answer to these questions is that everyone agrees that a gid has a degree of tam.
Mm-hmm.
The question is that degree of tam past the threshold of being called significant to be chayiv mishum tam? Mm-hmm. If it has zero, no one's arguing mitzias. Oh, he holds his no tam, he holds there is tam. You can't do that.
That's
how the mafarshim, all of these
mafarshim. I know Satan means it's not a significant amount.
Right. So
amount.
The question is, it has an insignificant amount of flavor. How do we look at the insignificant amount? Do we consider it's enough? It has passed the threshold? Or do we say, no, it's not enough? To go say that there's a machlekes in mitzios, that's not mistaka.
But sometimes you do think that.
No, you don't. All of the Rishonim, these Shomrim, they never ever want to make it a machlokes in mitzias. So how then do you explain these Gemaras, where it appears to be? The answer is, it does, the mitzias is that it does have a small amount of what we're trying to suggest, but but it's not significant.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, if normally you have 0.1, and here you have half of that, is half of that, in the world of halacha, enough to bring you over the threshold?
Yeah.
What does Rashi have to tell us over here, according to this mandama, Shafilu Eitzu? Machnetais. You're saying
because if you
hold this mandama, it could be that it's not eights.
If it's
not eights, this mandama holds it's nice in times.
You want to say that?
Oh,
what
he's right.
What do you want to say? You want to say that this mandama holds.
Bashmina Haitana, the Eichel Gid Hanosha Mukdashim Loikishtaim Achas Mishum Gid Hanosha.
Right.
Achas Mishum Gid.
Right.
And then it should just continue.
And the other one.
Achas Mishum Kadosh. What does it tell me over here? These words over here.
It's a piece of wood.
According
to this mandam, it's irrelevant at that point. That point you're saying is irrelevant. That point is irrelevant. Why do you have to go say that? Maybe I hear what you say. Maybe Rashi is coming to foreshadow what the Gemara is going to say in two more lines from now. The Gemara is going to want to open up Pandora's box and discuss the machlekes of Ein Begidin B'nai Sein Tam. So I don't know. I hear your question. You say that this point is irrelevant, and this point in Rashi, this point is irrelevant. But maybe Rashi cleverly is coming to open our mind to prepare us for what we're about to learn.
It throws you off this line.
I hear what you're saying. It's not nogea. It's not nogea, you're saying. It's not nogea. So vayta v'shamina mine tarti chad v'yavim 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 v'yavim. Oh no, so it's no gay thing. Ulafuke l'man, no, that's a different point. Ulafuke l'man diyamad l'b'chai b'irka, since you chai mishom mikdashin, the only way you can chai mishom mikdashin is
b'tam.
Ulafuke l'man diyamad l'b'chai b'irka, 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 back to the Gemara.
Yeah.
So that she wants the Chiddush. Mishum, the actish, I probably, it's a
Gemara.
Start them all over again. Think about all over again. Mikdashim, Shita, of course, even chai mishom mikdashim. Mishum, the actish. Just because you makdish it, pekale iso gidmine, vechi tema. I have in my Gemara, it doesn't make a difference, peka. Okay, whatever it is. It's going to disappear. Vechi tema, maybe you'll give me an answer. Yesh begidin, ah, das is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that yesh begidin b'nai sein tam, and yechayev twice. It's coming to teach the yechayev, it's too lavin.
Yeah.
Vechi tema, yesh begidin b'nai sein tam. The Yosei Mukdashim, it's teaching you the only two. Now, Rashi isn't the point. Yichayim Mishum Shnei Lavin, one Mishum Gid Hanoshe. Satan's because of its Mukdashim. And the other Chiddush is Isur Chal Al Isur. The Isur of Mukdashim is going to take effect after the Isur of Gid Hanoshe. The animal was Noitzar, there was Gid Hanoshe. And later, when it became a few months old, the Baalim dedicated it l'shem the Beis Hamikdash, and now for the very first time comes the Isser of Mukdashin. How can Mukdashin enter into the Gid Hanoshe? It is already Osir. It's occupied. There's a green light that says
it's
occupied. There's a red light. What? No, forget about Noisintam. Adraba. Noisintam is the reason why Bechlad you're going to be Chayim Mishum Mukdashin. But how can Mukdashim enter into the Gid Hanoshe when the Gid Hanoshe you're already chai because of the Lo Yisasev Gid Hanoshe?
You have another love.
How can you do that? We have a principle, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser.
Yeah, where do we have
once you chai because of one, it's a general, you said in Shas, as well as rice, I don't know the rice. There's Sug in Shas all over. Once an item is Osir for one Avera, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser.
So where does the Kal... So one second. Yes, we get
the Chiddush. The Chiddush, the Chiddush is, like we said,
yes,
what's
we get
the Chiddush?
Yes,
we get the Chiddush. Yes, we get
the Chiddush.
Yes, it's the Mekdashim, the Chol Al Isser Gid.
But the Chal means Chal, where's the Gid?
Yes, the Osir is the Mekdashim, the Chol Chal.
One second, Chal, where's the Gid?
I have two Lavin.
Two Lavin.
Again, the Chal, where's the Gid?
It's a Gid, you have a Lavin, it's a Mi'ila.
And Mukdashim. And high Mukdashim.
Mila.
There's Mila. The Yas is a Mukdashim.
No, there's Mila. It's
correct. Well, yeah, correct.
So, second, Chal Wes again, and high Mukdashim.
Fred, no, that's the Gemara's answer.
Oh.
The Gemara says that that's the case. If that is what the Mish is coming to teach, with the Chayv Tu Lois says, and Yechayim Mishum Isur Chal Al Isur, if that is correct, then what should the correct grammar and words of the Mishnah be? High Mukdashim Noig Begid Mi Boilei. The words are reversed. It says in the Mishnah, Gid Hanoshe, the first one go back to the Mishnah. Gid Hanoshe, B'nei Baruch Tzavach Hosorts. B'fnei Baruch Tzavach Hosorts. B'chul Mukdashim. The Gid applies to Mukdash. Pum Vakert. The Chiv Mukdash applies to Gid.
I love Taisus.
What came first?
I love the top Taisus over here. Cool. Now I'm Pshidot.
The whole mission is
Pashat. What are you busy with?
What are you picking on me?
Yeah, should have been.
Oh, mind your business.
You can stay for stylistic reasons. He's saying in this
why way. Are you coming
to
pick on me?
Doesn't
have an answer. Agav, we said Agav.
What's that? Elad Tzorach,
Elad Tzorach. Right, I'm just throwing it.
We wanted to get to this, because this is the most juicy case. The other ones are just for stylistic purposes. So therefore, the grammar is incorrect. So what came first? Gid comes first. Mukdash comes second.
So the Gemara says. Mukdashim is chal on the Gid.
So what if it should
have. The Mishnah's grammar is incorrect.
It should have said hi.
It should say that Mukdash applies to a Gid.
Oh, I see.
What came first?
I say,
answer the Gemara. Ella, it's for Shaiwan Rashis. Ella, the answer is, Kesavar ain't begidin b'noi sein tam. It's taka no tam. And it's taka no mukdash. There shouldn't be any mukdashim. So what's on the Mishnah?
Uli
mukdashim, iser gid ika, iser mukdash leka.
Make it tasty that they should even be a hal. Who said? The Gemara named on the Hal, I mean, if it's only one.
Let's see Rashi. Gvald Gakasha.
Exactly.
So when it says in the Mishnah that it's Shachbim Mukdoshin, it means Taka, not the Issa Mukdoshin. Only the Issa Gid.
Right.
Oh, what's the Chiddush?
That's how I learned it from the beginning, from the start.
Okay.
Even before we learned the Gemara.
You're ahead of the game.
And what's Rashi? What's the
Rashi.
To, okay, nice.
Rashi. Elo, Ashmin Machaitan, the Ain, the Gidim Besatam. Rashi, the Rashi, Elo, Ashmin, the Hachkamar. The Yachi Kamar. Isra get a nosha levadin and mugdashim, aval isra mugdashim ain boy. There's no isra mugdashim. Isra mikasha, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? So I guess you have
also
to.
Also, the kasha is still. No,
the kasha is over there. We're done. The pshat in the Mishnah is. The pshat in the Mishnah is. No. We don't. The kasha has been reinstated.
Right. The kasha has been reinstated. You think through
right. The kasha has been reinstated.
So, right.
So back with the kasha. That isra get a nosha. Now, before we go weiter. The Gemara just wants to clarify. What did you just say to me? Before we even give the answer, we get back to the question. Did you just say to me the impossible?
There's a teretz, not a kash. There's a teretz to explain the chiddush is that
only genoshe. Put my carrot.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it means. Okay, so what was the Gemara's kasha? Just because you makdish it, that the iser gid should go away, you're 100% right. The iser gid's not going away. The point of the mission is that there's no Issa Mukdoshin. There's not a second Issa.
That's a Hiddush.
The point of the mission is exactly we maintain the status quo. Of course, you're right. It's not going to go away. But you may be misled to believe that you're going to get a second Issa. Kamash Malon, no. One. Why? Because Ein Begidin B'nai Seitam.
Very nice. And Ein B'nai Seitam.
Really? The Sovar, Ein B'nai Seitam, 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 you don't take it, Ein B'nai Seitam, Ein B'nai Seitam, Harezo Asura, Asura, it's going to be forbidden. The whole gives us, why? Shishim. You don't have Shishim in the, you don't, if there's a Tam in the Gid, which it seems to imply there is a Tam.
Hold on a second, he cooks a thigh, Together with the Gid, he does not
take it out. He's got to take it out.
If
the basar, which means that if you have 60, how much meat did you cook in this pot?
The yerech.
So if you cook the yerech with the rest of the animal, then the rest of the animal l'cha'ira will be mevatel the flavor of the Gid.
No, he's only cooking the yerech with the Gid anasha.
Okay, so then it depends how big the yerech is. If the yerech is massive,
massive, since it gives the flavor,
it all depends. Sometimes the yerech, the gid anosha, is at least 1/60th of the yorech, and sometimes it's less.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's less, then it's not going to give the same time. So then what? If it's less than 1/60th, if the gid is less than 1/60th, so then can it prohibit the yorech?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
less than 1/60th? Bottle.
If it's more than 1/60th.
More, I said less 10 times. You have a yorech.
If it's more than yorech,
you have a yorech, and in the yorech there's the gid. Now there are different types of yorechim. Sometimes you have a grosse yorech, and you have a small yorech. Make a calculation. If yesh b'noy same time, what does it mean? There's noisem. If there's weird noisem in the yorech, if when you finish cooking the yorech, you can taste in the yorech the flavor of the gid. Why? How could it be you can taste the flavor of the gid?
No,
because you don't
have shishim.
The basar to
the mevat. Exactly.
I was talking about the shishim of the gid.
You don't have keneged. You don't have keneged
shishim. Exactly. Then you're going to taste the flavor of the gid, and then the entire yorech is osur. But let's say the yorech is azoy grois that ain't by binay same time because the yorech is mevatel the gid. Then what is the halacha? Then what's the halacha? It's mutter. But this whole shtickel gemara is built on a principle that the gid has flavor.
Right.
And the only question is there bittel? Is there no bittel?
So again,
kasha.
Hatana Yerush was about to get when there's a time is usura. Why? We're assuming that.
Has flavor.
We're assuming that gid anasha
has flavor.
No, and we're also assuming that the Yerush is shish.
That's
less.
What it, no, it's, that's the test. The Yotanan. Look at the words. Yorich, a thigh. Shenispashel bo gid anasha. Im yeshbo. What's the bo? In the meat. When you finished cooking.
In the meat.
In the meat. You finished cooking the yerech with the gid.
It wasn't about the
shishim. Exactly. Im yeshba b'nai seitam. You give it to a guy. You give it to a chef. The Gemara says, how do you know if this tam or not? Well, we b'zman azeh, we do shishim. But the truth is, you don't need to come on to shishim. You give it to a guy, a chef, to taste. And if he's mesiach lefi tumoy, we believe him. Right? That's halacha. Shishim is a chumrah. Shishim is when you don't have a.
The siach of fituma. If he says what,
that is no flavor.
So wasn't the siach of fituma?
He talks in his innocence. What he means in his innocence.
Yeah, we find that a lot.
He doesn't know that you are depending the halacha upon him.
Right.
If he thinks, if he gets wind,
innocent that, question.
If he gets wind that the whole Klal Yisrael is waiting for him to paskin, whatever he's going to say is going to make a difference. If it's kosher or not kosher, then you can't trust. And then he has his kumachashbonis. Maybe he'll say kosher, not kosher. He has to say this without realizing that there's any consequence to his statement, implication to his statement.
Right.
So then, the Yotzanan Yorech, Shinzal
Bubagiranosha, and Yesh, you remember saying that Indian Shemitish Ambot Mashimish is only when?
When you don't have a kafela. When you don't have a chef, a non-Jewish chef to tell us that it's nice Saint Tom. But if you do have a kafela, even if the amount
kefela?
Of kafela means a chef. A kafela in Aramaic.
Yeah.
Aramaic, it means a chef.
Oh, yeah.
If you do have a non-Jewish chef who we can rely upon in different scenarios, mm-hmm. either he speaks innocently or he does not want to ruin his reputation. He is a professional.
Right.
And he is cooking food for the Olympics. Yeah. Does not want to ruin his reputation.
Yeah.
Then you can trust him. And even if you'll have a situation where you have less than 60 times permitted matter versus the forbidden matter, it's mutter. It's only when you don't have a kefela.
So you see that it has tam.
The Gemara says you're right.
A significant amount of tam.
So you see that it does have tam. And the Gemara says it's going to be elohacha, but vlad. And for the Gemara, vlados kadosh maskin. And for the Gemara, vlados kadosh maskin. Because so far the answer is our mission is going where? A sugya of Issachar Lesser. Like you wanted to say this. You knew this. You really knew this. You listened to the 8-minute daf yesterday, so you knew what it's
going
to be. It was cheating. He was listening to those cultural sky.
So, second, cut
you. He sits standing at a table so humble. He knows everything.
So, we're talking about an Issachar Lesser?
We're dealing with an animal that had a baby. Animal, the mother is Kodesh. And the mother gave birth to a baby.
Right.
That means the baby was already Kodesh Merechem.
Right.
The Kodesh baby Merechem. Was Kodesh Merechem.
Yeah.
So you can't have a Mizbeach.
That's the halacha?
Yes, you must. Gotcha. But when did Issa Kodesh come? Issa Kodesh came simultaneously with the Issa Giranosha. We discussed before a problem of Issa Chal al Issa. A baby is born, so there's a Giranosha, it's Issa. Now, Is there going to be a possibility for the Isser Hekdish to be Chal additionally upon the Gid? You're getting into the Sugya of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. But Ein Isser Chal al Isser only when they come in sequence. First is one of Isser, and now you want to superimpose a second Isser. But if they come together, Bevasachas, then they can be Chal together.
I mean the Vlad.
The two Isser.
But the Vlad.
So a Vlad, if in the moment it comes into this world, it's Aslam Shul Mugdasha, and the Issa Gerdasha comes into prohibition the moment it exists. Let's see inside. El Hachamai Skin Belos Kodasha Maskinan. The Gustavan Nagbushlil, we hold the halacha of Giranasha applies, it's a Ben Pakua. You cut open the mother, and you find inside a living baby. The Gustava Vlodis Kodashim, here's the Sugi. Vlodis Kodashim, Bime Iman Heim Kodashim. First of all, we are following the principle of Ein Isser Chal Alis. That's the Yisrael Gemara to say that. That you have to know before you start the Sugi, right? You have to know the Sugi that this time holds Ein Isser Chal Alisser. So the only way you're going to be able to get in the Esurim, the only way is the Vasachas. That's the only way you're going to be able to get into two Averos.
But I don't understand, but initially, we were, I think Mara had a Hamina.
From a carrot.
Then you said, yeah,
we were struggling. We had no choice.
But we were not struggling.
Where you sit, where you stand. We were struggling
because of the,
you stay where you sit.
The order of the Mishnah.
That's right. In the beginning of the Gemara, we had no choice. There's an expression in English. I stand where I sit. You know what that means? Someone was once a teacher in a college, and he fought with the dean, with the administration, tooth and nail, for everything he wanted. And then he became the dean. They elected him to become the dean. And then he went and he was, all of his opinions were just the opposite. He went down very hard on all the professors. He didn't want to give them raises, he didn't want to give them any benefits. So they said to him, my high, yesterday you were fighting for a raise, fighting for the rights, and now you become the dean of Pumfa Keret. He said, I stand where I sit. Originally, I stood among the teachers. So I sat among the teachers. So my stand on my position, I stood in my position based upon where I sat. I sat with you. But now I'm sitting on the other side of the fence. So my position, I stand, my das Torah is going to be pufaket. Yeah? The Gemara, when we first started, it said the other way around. Because the Gemara was going from another perspective. Okay. Bottom line over here is, the Gemara now is switching
how does
gears.
How does that happen, to assume simultaneously by Ben Pekor?
That's the halacha. The halacha is, let's see, the Gemara explains the sign. What's the shaila? At what moment in time does...
We're not talking about Ben Pekor
necessarily. We are, sure. Shalil! What does it say here? It says Shalil. We are.
It's Ben Pekor or not.
Because when does it get Mukdashim? When does the Isser Mukdashim chal upon a baby? The mother is Kodesh. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I shech the mother. Mm-hmm. Whether I shech L'Shem Kodesh now, it doesn't make a difference. I open up the dead mother. What do I find inside? A living baby. I was shol. When does a living baby get in the status of Mukdashim?
Inside.
On who says? Where did you get that from? Who says that? Maybe the baby Uba Yerachimai first gets the status of a Hekdish when it comes out of the mother. And in this instance, it never came out of the mother. When is this a Giranasha? Machlek's the Mishnah. When is this a Giranasha? Is it in the mother or when it comes out of the mother? So what's going to be the nafkamina? The nafkamina is Isser Chal al Isser. Exactly. That's the sugya. Well, we hold Ein Isser Chal al Isser.
But in this case, question
is, will it come Bevas Achas? And that's going to depend upon the question of at what moment in time did the Vlad get the din of Hegdish? Let's see inside.
I didn't look at it exhaustively. I didn't hear
okay.
Exhaustively. I'm just respectively... state that does not necessarily have to be a Ben Pekor.
Let's read the words inside. Let's read the words of El Hach. Okay, you got your mask? El Hach, Bivlodois Kadoshim. I'm in the middle of the page. El Hach. El is who tells Gimam Dir
Isaac.
Bivlodois Kadoshim Maskinan. Vikasavar Noigushlil. We hold that Gid Hanasha.
Like Rameyer, like the Tanakama.
Tanakama applies to the Gid. When did the Gid Hanasha become Aser? In the mother's womb.
Yeah.
In the mother's womb. Now, what about it also become forbidden midin mukdashim? Well, that's going to depend. When did the ubar get the status of mukdash? When it was in the mother's womb or when it came out of the mother's womb? If it got the status of hegdish when it's in the mother's womb, then it's coming bevasachas. Comes bevasachas, yes, we're going to have two averos.
That plays nicely with the first case. The first case was, we said the gid hanasha came in inside, and the mukdash came many, like you said, years that's, later. But here we're going back and say that the gid is also inside, but the mukdash is also inside because the mother's.
Why do we want to do that now? Why are we changing gears now?
Because
now we are taking hold of the shrita. Ein iser chal al iser.
But more than that, you don't have the problem. You don't have the kasha of the stylistic issues that we had before. The gid hanasha bin mukdashim. They said mukdashim noy begid mi boiler. You don't have that problem. Who says you have to come on to the verb Ein Isser Chal? Who says you have to come on to that Bechlal? Who says you have to come on to that?
Here, let's see. Let's read the words. Let's read the words for a few moments and we can fight.
Yeah.
Let's see what it says first. It says, El HaHacha, over here, what's the case? Bevladois Kadashim. Ask you, we're dealing with Vladois Kadashim. The Gosev HaHad Noi Bishlil. What's Noi Bishlil? The Geit HaNoshe. Yeah? Good.
Which we had before.
In
also.
The mother's stomach. This is very good. Right.
We
now,
had before also.
What about the Isav Mukdashim? When did that come into play?
Also.
The Kasavar. No, we
also. Just, now, this
let's
case.
Read now. Read the words. Yeah, let me get one word in.
I'm asking to you.
The Kasavar, Vlodas Kadashim, the Me'iman Haim Kadashim.
Exactly.
Already in the
so
mother's
what do we
womb.
Now? We have two Isurim being Chal simultaneously.
Fantastic.
The Isser Gid, the Isser Mukdashim, Bahadi Hadadi Kaasu. Now there's a big problem with this answer.
Before we go vital, can we just clarify what I was saying to you before? A,
yes.
That you don't, it's not a verb because Ein Isser Chal Isser, it's a verb because you had a problem. The problem before was not Isser Chal Isser. Nobody questioned about whether you hold the Isser Chal Isser, you don't chal Isser. Rashi says straight out that that mandama holds of the Ein
Isser. Well, now we change gears.
But we change it only because we had a kasha before of Hai Mukdash Noi Begin Me Boile. Now we don't have that problem.
Why
anymore.
Not?
Not because
it's happening with Vasachas.
Exactly.
It's happening with Vasachas.
But Enochanami, maybe that man would hold Issachal Issa. Maybe he would hold Issachal Issa. He held before Issachal Issa. He did hold before. Yes, Rashi said straight out he held Yisachal as before.
I hear what you're saying. And also,
who says that you have to talk with Rebbe Bekua? It could be it came out of the mother. The whole verse is that it happened. The whole verse is that the Issa was Chaba Hadi Adoli inside. When the Behemoth came out, did it come out through a Ben Bekua, or did it come out through?
Okay, wait, I hear what you're saying, but let me explain something to you. If the case is going with the baby came out, the baby came, the mother gave birth to the baby, and that's what the Mishnah says, then we would be misled to believe, that the Kedusha first was chal upon the baby when it came out.
Who says? Echetesi. It comes, the mother was a shlomim. That's what you say. You have to say Zetzlan, it's a mother's shlomim, otherwise there's no possibility to eat it anyway. That's the only time you can have a possibility.
When the Gemara is saying Shalil, it's automatically teaching you it's Bahadeh Hadadi.
Correct.
Because if it does not say Shalil, then we're going in circles.
But it's not, you're right. You're right. They show that it happened inside, but it does not have to be talking about Ben-Kur.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Okay,
Sarah, Ben-Kur is a Shalil.
Right, exactly.
Ben-Kur is not a Shalil. A Ben-Kur.
Yes, in our terminology it is.
A Shalil means very simply, like we said before, that it reached full term. You said that you told me before.
Okay, but the way we're explaining it here is...
Okay, explain the sugya either way. Okay, Vaita.
Okay, fine. Fairy the Gemara, me matzis mukmas lo b'shalil. Can you really say the case is going when it happened simultaneously? It's a full term. And therefore, the moment when the is the git hanosha of the baby becomes zasra, at that exact moment, berechem imoy, it becomes also mishum mukdashim. And the two isurim are being chal bivasachas, and we no longer have the grammar problem. The it says in the sefer we first introduce the principle of shalil at the end of the Mishnah.
One second. So you said even before it's born, it's bivasa. Why can't we? Why it sounds like the same as if the mother?
Yes.
Was machdish later? I'll tell you why. Because as soon as a baby is formed, get a nasha.
Okay.
And then later, the mother becomes makdish. So automatically, the child also becomes. So the makdish comes after the get a nasha.
So there are two problems with that. First of all, you're getting involved in the sugya of ein israchal lisser. That's number one. You want to answer me? So in Echonami, we hold israchal lisser.
Well, why?
But the more basic problem is the original question. The grammar of the Mishnah does not make sense. The Mishnah says that the Gid HaNoshe is Chal on Mukdoshin.
Yes.
Kumfakert. What came first, according to the case that you just gave me?
I'm sorry.
What came first? You just told me the cases.
The Gid HaNoshe.
The Gid HaNoshe comes first, and then the mother gives birth. Or you Makdish the mother later on.
Right, correct.
So what came second?
The Makdish.
So then the words of the Mishnah are not wrong. It should say Mukdoshim. It should say that the words of the Mishnah should be that by Mukdoshim, By Gir Hanoshe is Noig bin Mukdoshim, which implies that the Mukdoshim came first. The words of the Mishnah are
that
the Mukdoshim came first. Mm-hmm. That's not what you told me. You told me the Gir Hanoshe came first.
Correct.
It's that Mukdoshim is Noig Begid.
Oh, I see.
That was the Gemara's original question.
Right,
if you want to say that first is the Gid and later you Makdish the baby, so what comes first? Gid comes first, and then Mukdashim comes second. Two problems. Number one, you're getting yourself in the sugya of Ein Nisr Chal Lisr. Number two, the words of the Mishnah are incorrect. The Mishnah says, Gid Hanoshe applies to Mukdashim, which means, it means Mukdashim came first,
right.
And now, here we welcome you with open arms,
that's
Gid Hanoshe.
Pum
Fakert. So therefore, we have to say that it comes Bivasachas.
When is that Shaya?
Oh, Bivasachas? Okay, then I can handle it. Gid Hanoshe applies to Mukdashim. Even though we came together, well, if we come together, I'll let you go first. If they come together, and it's not grammatically incorrect to say that Gid HaNoshe applies to Mukdashim. If they come together, one of them has to be said first, so we say one of them first.
And that's only by Shlil.
Only by Shlil. Yeah. That when did the animal get its sanctity? When it was inside the mother's womb 9 months.
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's go back in business. But the Gemara now has another kasha. If that's going to be the case...
Although technically, if first the issue of Gid HaNoshe was chal before it was makdish.
No, we're saying that's why the Gemara said bevlodois kadoshim. The mother was already hegdish. The mother is sacred. The mother cow is sacred. It's hegdish.
Yeah, but let's say
and now the mother gets pregnant
after at a certain point, it became where we mocked the shit. So automatically, the Vlad.
But it's already too late because the mother was already pregnant with a Vlad. The moment that Vlad developed the point
so
where there was a git.
So you're telling me this applies, this is talking about Agdash while it was pregnant. Wasn't formed yet. The child
wasn't. It wasn't pregnant yet. The mother wasn't pregnant.
That's what you have to say.
For that's what it says.
That makes sense already.
That's what it says in the Gemara. The mother was hegdish and now becomes pregnant.
Oh, this is before the child was...
Because if it's going to be the other way around, then there's always the chashash that the git hanosha came first.
Yeah,
and we cannot allow that to be because of the grammar.
The more makdish before she conceived. Oh, I got
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
You're going to get it. Read the question.
In fact, the Gemara, but we have another. We have a more fundamental problem now. Now the world is coming to an end. The end. This is not the beginning, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the end. This answer is so convoluted because the Mishnah first introduces the principle of there being a shalil that the Gid Hanasha applies even when it's in the mother's womb at the end of the Mishnah. That means that when we're discussing the sugya of Umukdashim, we do not yet know this yisod of shalil. Says the Mishnah, the top of Mishnah. Get a notion, knowing the rules of the Mishnah, the Chulm of Mugdashim. So, do we mention Shlul yet? No. The Noi, the Behemo, the Chai, the Yorch, the Yorch, the Small, the Noi, the Nesh, the Lokaf, the Noiheg, the Shlil.
Oh, I see.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We knew about the Shlil, but when we start, when he said the word of Mugdashim, according to you, the Gemara just said, oh, when it says Mugdashim, you know what it means? It means Vlodois Kachim. What's Kachem? There's a shlil inside. And the shlil, the moment it was formed, the gid became
asr. So you're telling me the order is not...
The Mishnah is teaching...
If you take a deep breath, not get excited, we have over here the lot is Kedoshim. That's one halacha. You have shlil, which is a ben pekua. It's exactly, we said it's not like it's just Taylor and Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda.
I don't understand. What word you just said?
Noyeg b'shlil. That means...
What is the shlil?
That means it was a ben pekua. That's what the shlil is.
Two different cases.
The vlodos that we say in the Reisha is not the same case as the Seder. Two different cases.
Why?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Why can we say the vlodos?
What is the difference between a vlad and a shlil? Can you explain to me?
Because over here, what are we saying in the Sefer? Noyeg b'shlil. What's the halacha?
The moment that the baby, the uber is formed in the mother's womb, the gid hanosha is forbidden.
But noyeg b'shlil, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ain't a noyeg b'shlil.
We're not going to Rabbi Yehuda.
But Rabbi Yehuda, in the Reisha, the case of the Reisha, by Vlodis Kedoshim Avada, Rabbi Yehuda would not argue.
The reason why we want to go mention the now shlil is to bring out the point of Rabbi Huda.
Exactly.
We knew about it. We knew about shlil.
Exactly.
There's
shlil of Vlodos, and there's a shlil of Ben Pekua. Say it in shlil.
That's exactly what the Gemara answers. How do you know that?
I don't see where the Kasha starts.
That's exactly what the Gemara answers.
I don't see where the Kasha starts.
The Gemara is saying we knew about shlil in the beginning. The only reason now we are reviewing it is to bring out the Bar Plukta of Yehuda. He's guessing this Kasha. He knows the Gemara inside out.
I'm glad I told you that.
He knows the Gemara.
Aha.
He always knows ahead of the Gemara. He reads the Gemara's mind.
You're such a good Bar Mazda that I can't help but
think
about
the
next
piece.
Okay.
Go on. The Gemara says,
"What's that? Why we don't save a name of Shlomo? We can't derive
a name of Shlomo. Let's read the Gemara first. You're jumping into the Rashi. You only let me do the Gemara.
One second.
Hachi Kama. Davar Zeh Machleikis to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. You're right. We're not coming now to introduce something new. We're coming to Chazer. Why we want a Chazer? What's the Chazer? When you have a Chazer,
daf
your life." What are you coming to? Oh, we're coming to review that we said 1 moment ago that this is called the Shalil. You should be aware. Not everyone is in agreement. There's a Bar Plukta. Who's the Bar Plukta? Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi, okay? Rashi, Hokama. Kiloima. Oh, Kiloima. Stop sign.
Four ways.
Then it's too late. The Hidanos Rash doesn't deal with the grammar of the Mishnah. How come that's more the Iker? This we can know. This point we can ignore because that is Chalitza. You can manipulate that. The grammar of the Mishnah can manipulate. The Har Tani looks at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the Chilu Noi. Yishlil Lav Devei Akoli. El Machleiki is the Rabbanon. Okay, Rashi.
Forgive me. Just repeat that again. I'm sure I'm going to miss Mukadashim. See, Loi Asa Isser Gid.
To fall, to add
another Isser.
Now that's a Shver Rashi. Why? Because this point of Isser Chal Isser is not the sticking point. Because that's not going to stop us. If we can't avoid that, so you know what we'll say? Isser Chal Isser. You can have your cake, Isser Chal Isser, but you can't answer the grammar. So what's Shain the Rashi? Sarachim Gadol Ad Me'oid. Why is Rashi now coming to focus on them that's not Iker B'Gemara? He's making a Rashi B'Shur on this. I'll back it up here. Amoid.
Amoid.
The Gemara now. Mimotz Amid Rabbi Ad Me'oid. Hachi Gosei Shavuot Mishna Al Eilu Tumos. Hachi Gosei. This is Hachi Vasachas.
One second. Say it again. Mimotz Amid. Yeah.
At this point, what is the Gemara saying? That when it comes to Gid Hanoshe and Mukdashim, they're both being chal the same exact moment.
Right.
When their nights are in the mother's womb.
Right. That's the reason why. Really? That's the reason why the Mishnah uses such a language.
Such language, and that's why, and then we have two averos, two sets of malchus.
Correct.
Frankly, really?
At this point, we're holding ain begid in the same time.
And we're holding now ain no begid no same time. How can you say such a thing? If you hold ain begid, then there's no din Mukdashim. What's going on over here?
Exactly. If you say no same time, then what?
Then there's going to be two out. Then there's only one out lois asay.
Oh, that's right. Man.
Only one lois asay. Omi matzis amid zavai behadid lekasi. But the Mishnah al elu two lois anoz megaleach.
Say it again. Mi matz. Then you say.
Can you say that two avero is a chal vasachas?
These two
averos. These two. The yotnan al elu two lois anoz megaleach. On the following list of two lois is a nozir. Have an obligation to shave off his hair,
yeah,
and to start and to bring a carbon, a set of carbonis, that can become tamei, and to start counting the 30 days all over again. What are the
words? If he was matamei himself,
correct. There are many types of tuma, not just one type of tuma. A nazir has to know the halachas. Number one, alamis.
But tanan, alayim tuma is a nazir megaleach alamis.
He has to megaleach. Period. Number one, alamis.
But he's explaining when. Oh.
And he comes in contact with the dead body. He walks on the street and he shakes hands with the dead body. Shalom aleichem.
Well, like Zayis ben Amish.
Shalom aleichem.
He dies while he's holding his hand.
He saw the no. He sees people on the street. Shalom aleichem.
What? The walking dead.
Well, like Zayis ben Amish. Let's say Zayis boss ben Amish. Remember,
Vukash. I mean, he's already a nazir, so he has to shave off
his hair, start all over again. And he has to bring korbanos.
So what do you see from here?
Now, and the kashal omer the kashal, because I said I'm eating megaleich al kulo le koshchem. What repetitious? Ma, doch you have to shave for a kazayis.
Nee.
Alachas, kam a ganze meis. Then Rabbi Yochanan says, "Lo nishke elu le nefel." Oh, a nefel. When it says here a meis, it doesn't mean an adult. It doesn't mean a living person. It means a ney. You find a nefel. A nefel shlonikashu avod begidin. The gidin are not your heart. So what do you learn from this? You learn from Zalmas. You learn from here. Is
there's no
gid
yet.
There's no gid. And even though there's no gid, there's enough tomorrow.
So before
we appreciate the aside. The aside is mukdashin is tali in the moment of tomorrow. You hear the aside? You hear the chiddush? The two are tali zeh b'zeh. It's din mukdashin at the same moment when there's a din of tomorrow. But the gid has not yet been chal.
I mean, bottom line is, if he would be Tzira of the Vlad, is it then Mukdashin? If he would have Hanoah, even before the Gid came about, he'd have a problem.
And then Gid comes later.
Right.
So if you hold Ein Isser Chalal Isser, so then what came first? Mukdashin. There is no Gid. The Mishnah is incorrect. The Mishnah says Al Elu, there's a din of Gid on Mukdashin.
That's the problem is the style. That's the story. The problem is
how Mukdashin. It's not true.
Right.
It's not true. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Once this is Mukdashim, it's not Shaykh for the Tzidin of a Gid.
You could say Isser Chalal Isser.
But we hold not. We're now following the Mahalich now. We've switched gears. We've switched all over.
I disagree with you on that. We just have to show Mahalik HaDodi so we don't have a problem of Hay Mukdashim Noi Begid Mi Boiling.
But it's better. The Nusach is very good now. What came first? We switch also. The Nusach is very good now. Gir Hanosh is Noig B'Mukdashim. We're switching orders now. It's better now. The language is not a problem now. Because what came first? Until then, the problem was that the Git came first, then came the Mekudoshim. Now it's saying the Mekudoshim comes first. When this Basar, this Din Mekudoshim, but the Git comes later on. It's exactly the order of the Mishnah. Only if you say Mizchal Lisser.